It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Taking the elevator.
Sorry, I just just a little joke there. Welcome, one and all. It is 1903 UTC here on Anon Radio. It's a beautiful day here in Austin. Partly, mostly cloudy. It looks kind of like what I imagine the Mario World sky looks like. A lot of puffy clouds. The sun is currently behind a cloud, but not for long. So we're headed to the shady spot on the roof. It's been a good day so far. So trying to keep it that way. There's a lot of death and destruction in the news, which isn't necessarily great, but you know, we're trying. We're doing our best. Man, lots of vehicles. Quite a busy intersection looking like today. But let's check in with Calm real quick. We got Ratsu and Z-Man, Zero Hoff, Knowing Dishwalla, along with Quentin. Here we go. And Ratsu, Zero Hoff, yep. We're all having a good time. So yeah, exactly. I like that Dishwalla song because I sit here and look at the cars all the time, so often, watch the cars that going by, that I was kind of like, huh. Maybe I should get one of those like baseball counters and just click every time a blue car passes. It'd be interesting. Anyway, X1 in the house. Hello. Welcome. Yeah, and me. thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out. We got lots of cool news. Like I said, lots of death and destruction in the world. And lots of traffic on the roadway. Wow. Oh, there's a car turning. Wow. It was a Mustang using its turn signal. I didn't know if those came with turn signals anymore. Apparently they do. Thanks, because it's fall, or autumn, winter, whatever, some trees have lost their leaves. I can actually see down the little street to the end of the block and see a side street. Oh, we got a car with clear coat damage on the roof driving by. And a van. The van stopped at this turn signal and is properly turning. Wow, way to go. Also has a wheelchair lift. That might be an indicator. City of Austin vehicle turning left. They've stopped completely. They've got a turn signal on. Are they going to turn properly? We'll see. They appear to be reading their email or phone or something, looking at paperwork. Oh, now they're moving. Let's see. Oh, they've turned. Oh, brilliant. Who knew? The city driver did proper. Sorry, I just got enthralled by the chance that the city guy was going to do something crazy. Alrighty. Well, it's 1906 UTC, so let's get going. Let's get this death and destruction it used to be world news, but now it's just death and destruction, because that's pretty much what it is. So the WHO, the World Health Organization, they are, we got somebody walk in the garage. I'm going to keep talking though. Five countries in the East and Southern Africa are in the middle of outbreaks of the anthrax disease, with more than 1,100 suspected cases and 20 deaths this year. A total of 1,166 suspected cases had been reported in Kenya, Malawi, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. 37 cases had been confirmed by laboratory tests, the WHO said. It said that five countries have seasonal outbreaks every year, but Zambia was experiencing its worst since 2011, and Malawi reported its first human case this year. Uganda had reported 13 deaths. Anthrax usually affects livestock like cattle, sheep, and goats, as well as wild herbivores. Humans can be affected if they're exposed to animals or contaminated animal products. Anthrax isn't generally considered to be contagious between humans, although there have been rare cases of person-to-person transmission. It's caused by spore-forming bacteria and is sometimes associated with the weaponized version used in 2001 attacks in the U.S., where five people died and 17 others fell sick. One of my earliest jobs, I tried my hand at moving to Houston without having a job lined up ahead of time. And I was hired by a temporary worker security company. And I sat in a hot warehouse with the six other people, and we opened up mail for a local newspaper and would check that there wasn't anthrax in it. And then once there wasn't anthrax in it, we'd stamp it. We'd staple it all together and put it in another bin. So that's why anthrax has a nice little place in my heart. Waldo Hiding Organization. Yeah, that could be the who's who. They should go back to making music. Oh man, we got a pedestrian crossing the street. He stopped in the middle of the turn lane. He's continuing on. No cars paid him any mind. They just kept on a rolling. You know, I kind of think about painting a crosswalk on this road. I think the way it works is that, like, if it's on the road and it's up to code, people have to obey it, but the city can come in and remove it. And so I think that would be kind of, I'd like to go around and just start putting renegade crosswalks up around town. Who knows? Couldn't someone checking letters for anthrax put anthrax into the letter? You know, Thrig, you'd expect that, but it was in the summertime. This is how I knew they didn't care about us. We didn't get masks. We got given a paper mask, but they also put a fan on us. And so it's like, as we're checking for this if there was powder in this mail, it would just get blown all over us. So, yeah. Yeah, and X1 pointing out, if you find odd powder in an envelope, something tells me it's probably not anthrax. I used to have that job. Not anymore. Before I got my first check, I had done well, and they were like, oh, you're a white guy. We can send you to this richy, rich kind of neighborhood. But I'd lied and told them that I had a car. And I did technically own a Suburban. I just didn't have any gas for it. So it was out of gas in right next to where I was, the anthrax factory. So such is life. All right, insight into my life. Now let's talk about more death. At least 23 people killed. Where? Well, I'm glad you asked, because this is a BBC story, an Al Jazeera story, which means... We get a map. Maps. Maps in the house. Link. Oop. Paste. Map. All right, that's right. Northwest Pakistan. At least 23 killed as fighters storm police station in northwest Pakistan. Fighters have stormed a military post in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 23 people in a gun and suicide bomb attack. The incident took place on Tuesday in the town of Daraban, about 60 kilometers from Dera Ismail Khan City in the restive province of Khyber. Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, located at the edge of the lawless tribal regions bordering Afghanistan. It's interesting that there are lawless tribal regions, and that's just the name of the state. What is it? Oh, that's the lawless tribal region over there. Don't go over there. The fighters rammed a vehicle laden with explosives into the main gate of the police station, followed by a suicide bombing attack. The resulting blast led to the collapse of the building, causing multiple casualties. At least 34 people were injured and taken to military hospital in Dera Ismail Khan, sources told the rescue team. Sources in the rescue team told Al Jazeera. The ISPR, that's India Sierra Papa Romeo, said the sanitation operation are being conducted to eliminate any other terrorists present in the area. So, pretty wild that there were so many people. You can see the image of where in the country if you go to sdf.org/l/1high. That's sdf.org/lima/1hotelindia, sdf.org/l/1hi, all lowercase. The one is the numeral one. Ratsu giving pluses to maps. Publius in the house. Welcome, welcome. Anthractory. That's a good, I like that one. Spiders stormed a police station. Now that would be funny. It's termed the Northwest Frontier. Ah, that's pretty cool. The part of Pakistan that the British gave up on policing, then handed off to the new government and said, good luck. you gotta love it. Colonialism. Who says it's not influencing life still today? Well, heck yeah. Well, welcome, welcome. We got plenty. After the death and destruction, there's some good nuclear news, so I hope you stick around. All right. Well, 23 is not our magic number today. Our magic number today is, well, here we go. Clash between rival gang and criminal gang and villagers leaves 14 dead in central Mexico. Oh, we got a blue car turning left at the light. They stopped. They're going. All right, the car behind them, never going to guess. Oh, I thought it was blue. It's black. It looks like a dark blue. Turning left, also used a turn signal. Car behind him, no turn signal. Turning right, did stop at the stop sign, though. Good job. Waiting for cars to pass. Oh, okay, there's a whole bunch of cars passing. All right. Anyway, 14 dead. That's our magic number. A clash between gunmen from a criminal gang and residents of a small farming community in central Mexico left 14 people dead and 7 injured, local authorities said on Saturday. Always hit on 14, you might get a 7 injured. Dramatic video of the fight on Friday, posted on social media, showed villagers in cowboy hats with sickles and hunting rifles chasing down suspected gang members amid bursts of automatic gunfire. Definitely sounds like a really wild movie or police procedural or something. The Mexico state governor, Delfina Gomez, and other local leaders condemned the violence. They said it was a product of regional violence that's been slowly brewing for years. She assured local people that maintaining order was among her top priorities. These events do not paralyze us. On the contrary, they reaffirm our determination to improve security conditions in our beloved state. Rest assured that we will continue working so that events like this are not repeated. You are not alone. We are with you. Police in the state of Mexico, which abuts Mexico City, said the clash occurred in the hamlet of Texcaltitlan, about 80 miles southwest of the capital. Oh, we got somebody else turning left onto the road. They look like they're going to do a veering turn. Black car. Looks like it's a mid-2000s design. Chevrolet Malibu, probably. Man, so many cars driving by. It's a busy, busy day. Anyway, officials said 10 of the dead were members of the criminal gang, while 4 were village residents. Police didn't identify the gang, but confirmed that the violent Familia Michoacana drug cartel has been dominant in the area for years. That's Mexico death. Let's check in with Calm. 23 and me? 14's the number. Sickles. Yeah. Yes, exactly. This sounds like something out of The Seven Samurai. Bob and Rita have a beautiful new car. Oh, what sort? Blue. peasants with pruning hooks using them to cut off the heads of marauding gunmen. But yeah, it is a nice shade of blue. Oh, we got more pedestrians. This person's walking a dog. All right. Okay, so 14's the magic number, huh? Well, then you'll never guess what we're talking about next. A Canadian man who allegedly helped more than a dozen young people across the province of Ontario kill themselves by mailing them poison has been charged with 14 counts of second-degree murder, police said on Tuesday. Kenneth Law, 58, had previously been charged with 14 counts of counseling or aiding suicide. Police said Law posted about 160 packages of lethal substances to people in Canada and also sent at least 1,200 packages to addresses in more than 40 countries. It's clearly significant to be laying this many charges, and that's not taken lightly by the investigative team. The police officer in York, a northern district of Toronto, told a televised press conference. The victims ranged in age from 16 to 36, but James declined to name them or explain why the charges against Law had been upgraded. He also said he didn't know how many people abroad might have died. We continue to cooperate with law enforcement agencies and collaborate with them globally. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the CBC, citing official records and statements, said Law could be linked to 117 deaths around the world, most of them in Britain. Said authorities in New Zealand, France, Ireland, Italy, Germany, and Switzerland all confirmed that Law shipped packages to their country. Law, who police alleged used a number of websites to reach his victims, is in jail and will make his next court appearance on December 19th. One of the challenges that we face are a number of these sites are located in other countries where Canadian law doesn't apply. If found guilty, he will go down as one of the worst mass murderers in Canadian history. In April 2020, a 51-year-old man shot dead 22 people in the Atlantic province of Nova Scotia before being killed by the police. So, of course, as a heads up, if you do feel suicidal, you know, it's one of those weird things. I feel suicidal a lot, but I've got a therapist, and I talk to them, and that helps me out. But if you feel like you're not sure or you don't have somebody to talk to, in the U.S., you can dial 988 or go to 988lifeline.org. And in the U.K. and Ireland, Samaritans can be contacted on free phone 116123. And who else? In Australia, the Crisis Support Lifeline is 131114. You can also find other international helplines at befrienders.org. That's Bravo, Echo, Foxtrot, Romeo, India, Echo, November, Delta, Echo, Romeo, Sierra.org, BEFRINDRS.org. Ooh, that sounds like a fun vehicle. It's driving. Do we get a motorcycle again? Oh, we do. It's, all right. The little, so this little, like, 400, this, like, Ninja 400 or something that drove by, when they were driving by in the warmer months, they were so not good at turning corners, and now they just did so well at that corner. It's great. Anyway, lots of people dying. I'm sorry. Let me see what we got here. We got Calm having some stuff here. Publius, because teenagers need to be encouraged. Yeah, not so. Quentin, Ratsu. I've sort of, Quentin plus is Ratsu. Then we say, I've sort of lived that. My sister bought a car mostly because it's cute. Ah. Oh, and here's the sad part for Ratsu. My 12-year-old nephew committed suicide recently. Damn, I'm sorry, buddy. Sorry to hear that. No apology. And we got Pulis saying he saw a guy on a Harley the other day with a helmet and blazered scooter trash. That's so funny. Yeah, scooters are derided in the motorcycle community. Oftentimes, motorcyclists will wave to each other, but they don't wave to scooters. That's very funny that they had a helmet that said scooter trash. They probably rode a scooter before they got the Harley, or they borrowed the helmet from someone that rides a scooter. All right, well, don't worry. We got more death and destruction. At least 38 people. So that's more than twice, but not quite three times 14. 38 people, including a new mother, have died the month after the earthquake struck, among 40,000 people living under tarpaulin. So, yeah, if you remember in Nepal, they had a big earthquake. All these people died, destroyed all these homes. But the United States and really the rest of the world is busy either blowing up stuff in the Ukraine or committing genocide in Palestine. So, there in Gaza, So there's no attention. There's no money to help these people who are freezing and dying, starving to death. At least 38 people who survived an earthquake in Nepal have died after spending more than a month living in tents and freezing temperatures. More than 40,000 people are now living under sheets of tar pollen, according to the Directorate of Health for Karnali Province. In the immediate aftermath of the quake, which killed at least 153 people, that is a multiple of 14. Let's see, 10? Nope. It's one shy of, 11? 11 times 14? Yeah. Yeah, one shy of 11 times 14. Close. Sorry, no help for you. It has to be a multiple of 14 today. Nepal has not received any donor support to help rebuild the area, despite a request made a week after the disaster. Bim Prasad Dakal, Karnali's chief police chief, said temperatures at night have dropped to below freezing. So, yeah, don't worry. The world is a dark and sad place all over the world, not just in your backyard. In South Africa, renowned South African Afro-pop sensation she's better known as Zahara, has passed away. Zahara, acclaimed for her 2011 album Lolliway, which resonated across Africa, has been hospitalized due to liver complications, with government support extended to her family during this challenging period. That was before, and now she's passed away. In 2019, she struggled with alcohol addiction, shedding light on personal challenges. Last month, her family appealed to South Africans for prayers as she battled health issues. Age 36, she succumbed on Monday night in a Johannesburg hospital, as reported by state-run SABC News website. Thrig pointing out it's walking around at night is to stay warm, as typical in the Himalayas. Interesting. Quentin pointing out everyone hates scooters except for scooter riders. It's 1922 UTC, which reminds me that I should let you know that in just 7 minutes, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio, is coming up. This show is about dudes, synthesizers, just a general, if slice of life anime what's his name? The crocodile hunter. What's his name? Galdwin? No. He died, a stingray stabbed him through his heart. Let's see, Calm probably knows. Pretty bad. Steve Irwin. Thank you, Quentin. And Publius. Steve Irwin. So yeah, it's like if a slice of life anime and Steve Irwin got together. That's how I'll say it. It's a dubious adventure. No matter what is wrong in your life, there's a dubious claim in the Dubious Goals Committee that can probably fix it. So stick around for that coming up in just 7 minutes. Also, if you press equal sign in com, you can see Ratsu called him the animal botherer. Steve Irwin Isekai. Now that I would watch. Honey Boo Boo's sister is dead. Tobe says he's waiting for the news. I didn't put it in the list because I saw the news, but it was kind of like she's a celebrity's sister. But yeah, Honey Boo Boo, who's 18 years old now, her sister, who's in her 20s, has passed away. So Honey Boo Boo and her mom both made posts on social media announcing the news. So it's sad times. So today's schedule, we have Leon G, DJ Leon G, and Internet Noises at 20 hours, followed by Organized Chaos at 2200, and then Northern Lights, Praise the Darkness at 2300, immediately followed by Screwtape and the Lispy Gopher Show with Screwtape. So check all that out. Of course, tomorrow is Wednesday, which means that Nick's Cave is coming up at 1300, and Guided Meditation with DJ Damaru. You can also look forward to Lit Up on Linux Thursday at 00 UTC. Lots of stuff going on. Press equal and calm or go to anonradio.net to see the whole schedule. Alrighty. Let's keep it moving. Alright, so we've only got 5 minutes to go, so I'm going to just tell you the animal death news and skip some other stuff, okay? So one, a whale is dead. A whale filmed swimming with Australian beachgoers dies after stranding. A sperm whale filmed swimming among people at Western Australian beach has died after becoming stuck on a sandbar. Wildlife officers had spent several days trying to guide the elderly whale, which was injured and severely sunburnt, back to deeper waters. Swimmers were pictured stroking the 15-meter mammal on Saturday while it was still alive, prompting experts to warn of dangers to both it and humans. The whale's carcass will now be removed to minimize shark risks. The largest toothed whale in the world, sperm whales are deep sea feeders and rarely spotted near shore. Authorities were alarmed to find the whale swimming dangerously close to Port Beach in Fremantle on Saturday. So a very sad thing there, but at least it was a natural death. Unlike what's going on with the squirrels. That's right, you heard me, squirrels. They're in the news. It's a sad time. Where'd it go? I've got a squirrel story. Here it is. In Japan, the zoo is investigating a possible mass squirrel poisoning. The Japanese zoo has launched an investigation after apparently killing 31 of its 40 squirrels by mistake with the treatments meant to kill parasites. Keepers at the Inokashira Park Zoo in Tokyo treated the animals with antiparasitic medicine on December 4th as part of a sanitary precaution, also spraying insecticide over their nest boxes. One of the bushy-tailed rodents, a common Japanese squirrel, died soon afterwards, and over subsequent days, more and more perished, with 31 fatalities recorded by Monday morning. The possibility of drug-induced poisoning cannot be denied, the zoo admitted in a statement on Monday. We're investigating the cause of their deaths and observing conditions of the surviving individuals. Very sad, because these are the super cute squirrels that have those big ears with long black hair. It's adorable. They are super cute, and so it's very sad to hear about them dead. Hopefully no cocks were killed in the crash. Squirrel Girl will be very mad, or very sad. But yeah, lots of dead squirrels. Very sad. All right, let's talk about some cool power stuff. South Africa opting for nuclear power. What's that? That's right. South Africa, economically crippled by a serious electricity crisis and repeated power cuts, plans to increase its nuclear power production, which is currently marginal, the government announced on Tuesday. To date, Africa's leading industrial power has only one nuclear plant, the only one on the continent. But the Coburg plant near Cape Town is only operating at half capacity. Government announced on Tuesday that it had launched discussions with several potential suppliers for the acquisition of new production units. These could be conventional reactors or small modular reactors. So very exciting to hear that they're looking at and planning to go nuclear. Meanwhile, outside of nuclear, a native lead company is installing solar farms for tribal nations across the U.S. Cody Two Bears, a member of the Sioux tribe in North Dakota, founded Indigenized Energy, a native lead energy company with a mission of installing solar farms for tribal nations in the United States. The initiative arises from the historical reliance of Native Americans on the U.S. government for power, a paradigm that is gradually shifting. So I thought that was super cool. Again, these stories are much longer, but we just don't have the time to go through them all. Let's check with Calm real quick. Publius has a large bronze medal of Coburg. And Ratsu, teenage engineering reactor. Oh. To be clear, one of the two Coburg units has just come out of refurbishment, and the second unit is now in refurbishment. Oh, that makes sense. That's why it's at half power. All right. And if you react to nuclear news, do you not, in fact, become the reactor yourself? Let's see. 2024 is promising to be a great opportunity to study the solar corona. Researchers will have rare opportunities over the next year to study solar flares and coronal mass ejections, observations that could lead to improved space weather forecasts. Also, it's going to be exciting because whenever there's a lot of solar activity, you get a lot of cool chances to do fun radio stuff. So stay tuned for that. We've only got less than a minute to go, so I just want to say thanks for listening to Anon Radio, and thanks for being here listening to news to me and Instagram for the News Polls Committee. I'll try and fit this other news in tomorrow.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.